Yesterday, our tour choir gave voice to our worship, and this Sunday, God willing, they will be doing the same for our congregation in Millston. In a week, they will be traveling west for spring break. How different will it be from some other spring breaks in our hemisphere? Listen to the contrast that the Apostle Paul lays before us in his letter to the Ephesians. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there really is not enough time today to talk about the waste of bodies and lives that has taken place through the centuries through being filled with alcoholic spirits. Because for these few minutes, I would like you to think about being filled with God's Spirit. That is the kind of spring break that I pray all of you are looking forward to. What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? Paul says it means to be speaking to one another in the music that you make. Whether you stand on a riser or in front of a pew, your song is not just a performance, not just to display your talent or hard work, not even just because it makes you feel good to sing. It is a speaking to others with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. It is a reminding, an encouraging, a proclaiming of the wonderful works of God for us. As with everything in our lives, we want also our singing to be a giving of thanks to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's our prayer today for our tour choir that everywhere they go, they may sing and make music in their hearts to the Lord. What does it mean, in your heart? Of course, it suggests that you mean what you are singing. Sometimes, especially during the Christmas season, we see choirs and soloists of professional quality singing, "O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord." And from what we know of these famous musicians, we wonder if they even think about what they are saying. But making music in your heart to the Lord can go further than simply meaning what you sing. To remind you of a couple of examples, sometimes when a choir visits a congregation, there's a nearby congregation or even a healthcare facility that also gathers for worship but is too small to host a choir of 30-some voices. Once a pastor asked the director if a small group could go visit a care center during some free time. So the prof took an octet or so and they sang part of the concert there. And when they were done, instead of filing out the door to their cars, they suddenly spread out among the wheelchairs and began greeting the people individually. I don't know if that was planned or spontaneous, but they greeted the residents with their hearts and hands as well as with their voices. Once a pastor had to leave home after the tour choir left and go pick up his children at college. When he returned over a week later, he was informed that one of his members was in the hospital. She was a retired nurse who had been taken to emergency that morning with heart pains. When he got to the hospital, he learned from the family members that she had lain most of the day on a gurney in the emergency room while they tried to find a room for her in the cardiac care unit. It was evening when she was finally admitted, about an hour before the pastor arrived. She was both tired and weak from a long day of discomfort. And he did not ask her to converse before he brought her the cheering words of a Savior's love and forgiveness and tender care. But when he was finished, she beckoned him to come closer as she tried to talk, as weak as she was. He leaned over close to her mouth to catch her words. "Wasn't that a wonderful group of young Christians last week?" Over a week since the choir had left, but he knew what she meant. And he answered quietly in her ear, "They were a gift from God. They opened their hearts to us, and we saw Christ." It does not take a good voice, although God has given you one, to sing in your heart. It does not take many hours of practice to make music in your heart to the Lord. You do not even have to be in a choir. How do you do it? You can't. Unlike the acts of the flesh, which people can do on spring break, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control are all fruits of the Spirit. You may plant and water, but it is God who makes the fruit grow. And now may He do that in your life. May He fill you with His Spirit so that all who ever meet you are reminded of Christ. Amen. Hymn 235, stanza 7. 235, stanza 7.